Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scum.
Free! This is free radio. You get us every day free. Isn't it wonderful? The entrepreneurial adventure that is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I can arm twist the best of them to advertise in this program so that I can continue to bring you the mind of Jennifer Horn every day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Dougie.
Wow. Ken Kessler is here. McFadden's looking around somewhere. He had his birthday celebration last night, which allowed him to have two beers instead
That's
of
right.
one.
He's sleeping it off.
Yeah, I think it may be. One of the things that I am known for, or the program is known for,
your kazoo people, playing?
Well, I wasn't thinking about that, but now that you mention it.
Oh, no.
I can't believe you
think. I can't believe.
Are you right. How about a Christmas song?
How about your paper comb? Remember the paper comb harmonica? How about that?
Where is that? It's somewhere here.
You have that too?
What did Kenny say? Don't see if I can get it.
Like the worst instrument. Oh. Hopefully, if he hyperventilates, we can just take over the show, Ken. Keep blowing, Dougie. Keep blowing.
All right. I want to turn what is perceived to be by some who think they have failed because of something that didn't go the way they wanted it to. I'm going to give you an example of how failure gets turned into success. Because if there's nothing else going on in the world with me, it is observing what people do. And then if it's not good, then how do we turn it around and make it good? Or how do we help people who are not successful become successful? I was thinking about George Zimmer. Remember him?
Of course. Well, George Zimmerman, you mean?
No. Zimmer, Z-I-M-M-E-R. Oh. He was the founder of the Men's Warehouse.
Oh, okay, sure.
He was the one who said, you're going to like the way you look, I guarantee it. Right.
Yes.
Then he got fired by his own board of directors.
Well,
and by the way,
they didn't like the way they looked.
Well, the reason that he got fired is because he opposed the merger with Joseph A. Bank, which was a company, still is a brick-and-mortar sort of store of selling suits, sport coats, but they weren't quite up to the standard of the Gentleman's Warehouse. So anyway, he got fired. And so everything he had put together was suddenly gone. In one day, he was thrown out of his own company. So he started a new business. Smart guy. Has an internet venture called Generation Tux. Ever heard of it?
Mm-mm, no.
It's a tuxedo rental business online. His business is going gangbusters. And as it turns out, he was right about the merger with Joseph A. Bank. His old company is in the toilet because they took on too much debt. And Joseph A. Bank wasn't as compatible with the Gentleman's Warehouse as some of the people on the board thought. He had a, what was the, not Oedipus, what's Brutus, he had a, he stuck his knife in the back. What is the, when Caesar was, what's the term I'm looking for?
A2 Brute.
Well, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. He had somebody that was close to him.
I just wanted to watch you struggle a little.
Wow, what's wrong with you? Do you think that's fun? That's sport for you?
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway. So, this guy who stabbed him in the back and convinced the board that it was a brilliant move to put Joseph A. Banks and the Gentleman's Warehouse together hasn't worked well at all. A company is in big trouble. And meanwhile, this guy took his money, started this rental outfit for tuxedos and is doing very well. So I give you that idea, I'm trying to sort of implant how success can come from failure. You can think, and actually sometimes we project our own failures. We think about things as to how they've gone in the past. That's always a recipe for disaster because the past is the past. You learn, move ahead, get into the now. And so he came up with something new. He was very humble about what happened. And with a lot of hard work, you see, hard work always pays off, I think, ultimately, one way or another. So this guy had a lot of money. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't have money, but he didn't have a job. He didn't have a company. And that's what really got him going. There are those of us who don't necessarily work just to have money. We do what we do because we have a passion for it, and it helps make us and define who we are in reality. And like it or not, this guy, George Zimmer, was the Gentleman's Warehouse. That was his whole thing. And it was extracted from him one day. And so he said, you know what? Screw those guys. I'm going to start another business. And so he's done very well with it. Good for him. He took something that was an opportunity and made something good out of it. And we can all do that. I say it's never too late, whether it's your own circumstance, whether it's stuff that's going on in our country that we don't like and we're frustrated. People say, oh, the country's gone. It's lost. We'll never get it back. I don't believe that for a second. I don't like what's going on any more than you do. But to throw up your hands and say, oh, my God, this is terrible. We'll never fix this. No, that's not no. It's going to be okay. Sooner or later, it'll be fine and dandy. All right, let's get to our quote of the day, which comes from Connie Britton. She said, quote, the minute I get my hair insured, somebody just put me in a straitjacket, please.
She's very cool.
Apparently. Tell us a little more about her. Her hashtag is Clear Eyes. What her company is all about, Jennifer.
Connie Britton is actually an actress.
Yes.
And she is on the show Nashville right now. She was on Friday Night Lights. Oh. She's probably in her 40s, very recognizable, but she has this beautiful head of red hair. And people
I know who she is now. Okay, I know exactly who she is. Right. I thought for some reason or another she was, this was referring to somebody that was also in the cosmetic business.
No.
Mm-mm. No. All right.
Although I think she has a couple of endorsements.
But. Yeah. Don't you see her in ads for stuff? Is that where I remember?
Yeah. She's in ads. She's in my favorite. I love Nashville. She's Raina James on Nashville.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Got that. Thought for the day today comes from Jeff Bridges, who is having his 66th birthday. Actor Jeff Bridges, 66 years old today, says, quote, remember, have fun and don't take anything too seriously. Ah. How about that?
That's a good piece of advice.
Yes, don't take anything too seriously. Except my advice when it comes to your health and well-being, or maybe better yet, the advice of doctors that everybody on this program respects, like Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, says every day we should be exposing ourselves to this product that comes from the folks at Superbeats so we can rejuvenate our arteries. You're getting older. Your arteries need a focus. They need your attention so that they don't kind of collapse. And that's what the ingredients in Superbeats and also Neo 40, which is basically a nitric oxide product that in capsule form, the Neo 40, something you put in your mouth, absorbs it immediately into your system, goes right into the arteries and opens them up, gets the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all of your internal organs, to everything in your body. Get started, do well in your day. And if you have a long day, like many of us do here, Jennifer, for heaven's sakes, she's got a long, long day every day. And so when you get into the afternoon and you're in an office that may be a little stuffy, you're in that corner downstairs in your office and maybe it gets a little hot.
A little nap feeling.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. All right. So if that's the case, then you take a teaspoon of Superbeets, put it in a glass of water, and you drink it. The nutritional gold mine that you have just absorbed is unbelievable. Antioxidants, electrolytes, the nitrates, the nitric oxygen that you need to keep your arteries open, keep your blood pressure down, get the blood everywhere. If you have any kind of condition that requires blood getting to it, and let's face it, anything that is wrong in your body is because of inflammation. Get the inflammation down by having your body serviced with the blood that is the fix for everything. 800-655-4183 gets you Super Beats. 800-655-4183. This is a pretty good deal the company's got. You get two boxes of Neo 40 at the regular price. Then you receive a 30-day supply of Super Beats without extra cost, the book on nitric oxide without extra cost, a saliva testing strip that'll tell you how much you have in your system of nitric oxide, how much you need. So all these things plus the guarantee, this is the best product I could possibly imagine to recommend for those of you who either have high blood pressure and want to get it down or who have good blood pressure and want to keep it there as you age. The secret to long life is, as far as I'm concerned, getting into products like Neo 40 and Super Beats together. 800-655-4183. You can call and order now if you like while you're thinking about it. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What if your money reported its relationship with you on Facebook?
It might say it's single. It meets up with you from time to time with no commitment, but your money soon departs.
Then at some point, you meet up with money that you want to hang out with.
You get engaged. You start to trust your money, but something isn't right and you call it off.
That's when it's complicated, because money wasn't giving you what you really needed. You weren't building anything together.
Then you discover how to maintain a healthy relationship with money. You get married. Few people attend the ceremony, just you, your money, and your advisors.
You'll check in with them from time to time, just to make sure your money is taking care of you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Interesting news on the cholesterol front. The New England Journal of Medicine has just published a study showing that the common B vitamin known as niacin outperformed the commercial cholesterol drug known as Zetia. What does this mean? Well, given today's healthcare controversies, the natural B vitamin niacin is 5,800% cheaper while being more effective than Zetia. Seems patients taking niacin showed, quote, significant shrinkage in arterial plaque, one of the main villains in cardiovascular disease. In fact, just as the study hit its full stride, clinical trials were suddenly canceled. One might wonder if Merck found it more desirable to be able to charge 5,800% more for their underperforming laboratory drug than for a simple niacin pill, which anybody can buy at a grocery store for about 4 cents. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you need to pull an all-nighter? Need to stay up all the night long? Well, there's a smart way to do it. Here's the science of it. Now, students regularly pull all-nighters around finals time, and even the most seasoned employees are required to work every now and then until the very, very wee hours of the morning. But how do you stay up all night and get through the following workday? That's the problem. If you must work late, try to get at least 4.5 hours of sleep. Why? Most restorative sleep occurs within this time frame. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you must work late, shoot for at least 4.5 hours of sleep. You'll be able to function the next day, but only at a very minimal level. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, 19 after the hour. This will send you into the ozone if you're a dog lover. I know that when Meredith hears this, she's going to want to go for somebody's throat.
And who's Meredith? I'm sorry.
Meredith is the lady that I like to call my best friend.
Oh, okay.
How's
okay.
that?
Oh, just
good?
Checking.
Uh-huh. All right. Anyway, so here's this loyal dog. You may have seen the picture yesterday hovering over its owner, house fire in Hyattsville, Maryland. The dog's a pit bull. And in Hyattsville, which is Prince George's County, they are banned from owning pit bulls. So this dog basically saves the owner's life. Mm-hmm. And the picture that you've seen of the dog hovering over the owner is now something of a memory because the authorities in Prince George's County confiscated the dog.
Ugh.
Took the dog away from the owner because they've fallen into this pit, if you'll pardon the pun, that all pit bulls are horrible. They aren't. It's all dependent on Meredith and I found
it's how you raise them.
A pity that is a wonderful little dog. 21 after the hour on Good Day.